The Addiction Recovery Skills Workbook, Changing Addictive Behaviors Using CBT, Mindfulness, and Motivational Interviewing Techniques. By Richard E. Hecht. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Addiction Recovery Skills Workbook, Changing Addictive Behaviors Using CBT, Mindfulness, and Motivational Interviewing Techniques by Richard E. Hecht is a comprehensive guide to understanding and overcoming addiction. The book provides an overview of the various types of addictions, including substance abuse, gambling, sex addiction, eating disorders, and more. It then outlines the cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, approach to treating these addictions as well as how mindfulness can be used in recovery. Finally, it explains motivational interviewing techniques that can help individuals stay motivated throughout their recovery journey. The first part of the book focuses on understanding addiction from a psychological perspective. It discusses how addictive behaviors are learned through reinforcement and punishment over time and how they become ingrained in our lives. It also looks at why some people are more prone to developing an addiction than others due to genetic predisposition or environmental factors such as stress or trauma. In the second part of the book, Hecht introduces readers to CBT for treating addictions, which involves identifying triggers for addictive behavior and learning new coping skills that will replace those behaviors with healthier alternatives. This section also covers topics such as relapse prevention strategies and managing cravings. Hecht then moves on to discuss mindfulness practices, which involve being aware of one's thoughts without judgment or attachment while focusing on present moment experiences rather than ruminating about past events or worrying about future outcomes. This section includes exercises designed to help individuals cultivate self-awareness so they can better recognize when they are engaging in unhealthy patterns of thinking or behavior. Finally, Hecht explains motivational interviewing techniques, which involve helping individuals identify their own motivations for change while exploring any ambivalence they may have towards making changes in their life related to their addictions. These techniques focus on creating an environment where clients feel safe enough to express themselves honestly without fear of judgment. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Understand the nature of addiction. Addiction is a complex disorder that involves physical, psychological, and social components. It is important to understand the nature of addiction in order to effectively treat it. Main idea number two. Develop self-awareness. Self-awareness is essential for successful addiction recovery. It involves recognizing and understanding one's own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in order to make positive changes. Main idea number three. Set goals. Setting goals is an important part of addiction recovery. Goals should be realistic, achievable, and measurable in order to ensure success. Main idea number four. Develop coping skills. Developing healthy coping skills is essential for successful addiction recovery. These skills can help individuals manage stress, cravings, and other triggers. Main idea number five. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is a powerful tool for addiction recovery. It involves being aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in the present moment without judgment. Main idea number six. Utilize cognitive behavioral therapy. CBT. CBT is a form of psychotherapy that can be used to help individuals identify and change unhealthy thought patterns and behaviors. Main idea number seven. Utilize motivational interviewing. MIMI is a form of counseling that can be used to help individuals identify and change their behavior. It involves exploring and resolving ambivalence about change. Main idea number eight. Utilize contingency management. CMCM is a form of behavior therapy that uses rewards and punishments to encourage desired behaviors. Main idea number 9. Utilize relapse prevention. RPRP is a form of therapy that can be used to help individuals identify and manage triggers for relapse. Main idea number 10. Utilize social support. Social support is essential for successful addiction recovery. It involves having a supportive network of family, friends, and professionals. Main idea number 11. Utilize medication. Medication can be used to help individuals manage cravings and withdrawal symptoms. Main idea number 12. Utilize exercise. Exercise can be used to help individuals manage stress, cravings, and other triggers. Main idea number 13. Utilize nutrition. Eating a healthy diet can help individuals manage cravings and withdrawal symptoms. Main idea number 14. Utilize relaxation techniques. Relaxation techniques can be used to help individuals manage stress, cravings, and other triggers. Main idea number 15. Utilize spirituality. Spirituality can be used to help individuals find meaning and purpose in life. Main idea number 16. Utilize self-care. Self-care is essential for successful addiction recovery. It involves taking care of one's physical, mental, and emotional health. Main idea number 17. Utilize support groups. Support groups can be used to help individuals connect with others who are in recovery. Main idea number 18. Utilize 12-step programs. 12-step programs can be used to help individuals develop a sense of community and accountability. Main idea number 19. Utilize alternative therapies. Alternative therapies such as art therapy, music therapy, and yoga can be used to help individuals manage stress, cravings, and other triggers. Main idea number 20. Utilize technology. Technology can be used to help individuals manage cravings and withdrawal symptoms. It can also be used to connect with support networks and access helpful resources. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Addiction is a complex disorder that involves physical, psychological, and social components. It is important to understand the nature of addiction in order to effectively treat it. On a physical level, addiction can be caused by changes in brain chemistry due to substance use or other activities such as gambling. These changes can lead to compulsive behaviors that are difficult for an individual to control. On a psychological level, addiction often involves distorted thinking patterns and beliefs about oneself and one's environment, which can contribute to continued addictive behavior. On a social level, addiction may involve relationships with family members or peers who enable the addictive behavior or provide access to substances or activities associated with the addiction. Additionally, environmental factors such as poverty or trauma may increase an individual's vulnerability towards developing an addiction. In order for treatment of any kind of addiction to be successful, it is essential that all aspects of the disorder are addressed, including both biological and psychosocial elements. Treatment should also focus on helping individuals develop healthier coping skills so they can better manage their cravings and triggers without resorting back into old habits. Main idea number 2. Developing self-awareness is an important part of addiction recovery. It involves recognizing and understanding one's own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in order to make positive changes. Self-awareness can help individuals identify triggers that lead to addictive behavior, as well as recognize the consequences of their actions. This awareness can also provide insight into how certain emotions or situations may be impacting their decisions and choices. In addition to helping individuals understand themselves better, developing self-awareness can also help them become more mindful of their environment. By being aware of external influences such as stressors or temptations, they are better able to manage these factors before they lead to relapse. Furthermore, having a greater sense of self-awareness allows individuals to develop healthier coping strategies for dealing with difficult emotions or situations. Self-awareness is not something that comes naturally. It takes time and effort to cultivate this skill. Practicing mindfulness techniques such as meditation or journaling can be helpful in increasing one's level of self-awareness. Additionally, engaging in therapy sessions with a qualified professional who specializes in addiction recovery can provide valuable guidance on how best to develop this skill. Main idea number 3. Setting goals is an essential part of addiction recovery. Goals should be realistic, achievable, and measurable in order to ensure success. It is important to set short-term goals that are attainable within a reasonable amount of time as well as long-term goals that will help you stay on track with your recovery journey. Short-term goals can include things like attending support group meetings or therapy sessions regularly, abstaining from drugs or alcohol for a certain period of time, and engaging in healthy activities such as exercise or meditation. Long-term goals may involve developing healthier coping skills for dealing with stressors and triggers, improving relationships with family members and friends, finding meaningful employment or educational opportunities, and maintaining sobriety over the long term. When setting these types of goals, it is important to break them down into smaller steps so they are easier to achieve. For example, if one goal is to find meaningful employment, then breaking this down into smaller steps could include researching job openings online each day for 30 minutes, creating a resume, networking with people who work in the field you're interested in, applying for jobs, interviewing for positions, etc. Having specific action items associated with each goal makes it much easier to stay motivated and focused on achieving them. It can also be helpful to have someone else hold you accountable when working towards your recovery-related goals. This could be a friend or family member who checks in periodically about how things are going, or even an addiction counselor who provides guidance throughout the process. Main idea number 4. Developing healthy coping skills is an important part of successful addiction recovery. Coping skills can help individuals manage stress, cravings, and other triggers that may lead to relapse. Examples of effective coping strategies include deep breathing exercises, mindfulness meditation, journaling, physical activity such as yoga or running, talking with a supportive friend or family member about your feelings and experiences related to the addiction, engaging in creative activities like painting or writing poetry, and seeking professional counseling if needed. When developing new coping skills, it's important to remember that everyone is different and what works for one person may not work for another. It's also important to be patient with yourself while learning these new techniques. It takes time to develop them into habits. Additionally, don't forget that you are not alone in this process. Reaching out for support from friends and family members can make all the difference. Main idea number 5. Practicing mindfulness can be an effective way to help with addiction recovery. It involves being aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in the present moment without judgment. This helps individuals become more mindful of their own behavior and how it affects them and those around them. Mindfulness also encourages people to take responsibility for their actions and make positive changes in their lives. By becoming more aware of what is happening within themselves, they are better able to recognize triggers that may lead to addictive behaviors. Mindfulness can also help individuals develop healthier coping skills when faced with difficult situations or emotions. Instead of turning to unhealthy habits such as substance abuse or other forms of self-destructive behavior, they can learn how to manage stressors through healthy activities like exercise, meditation, journaling, or talking with a friend or therapist. Additionally, practicing mindfulness allows individuals to gain insight into why they engage in certain behaviors so that they can work on changing these patterns. Overall, mindfulness is a powerful tool for addiction recovery because it helps individuals become more aware of their thoughts and feelings while providing them with the tools needed for making positive changes in their lives. With practice and dedication over time, this technique has been proven successful at helping many people overcome addictions. Main idea number 6. CBT is a form of psychotherapy that focuses on helping individuals identify and change unhealthy thought patterns and behaviors. It works by teaching people to recognize the connections between their thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Through this process, they can learn how to modify their thinking in order to better manage difficult emotions or situations. CBT also helps individuals develop problem-solving skills so they can more effectively cope with life's challenges. The goal of CBT is not only to help people understand why they think and behave the way they do, but also to teach them new ways of responding that are healthier for them. This includes learning how to challenge negative thoughts, practice relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or progressive muscle relaxation, set realistic goals for themselves, use positive self-talk, and engage in activities that bring joy into their lives. CBT has been found effective in treating many mental health issues, including depression, anxiety disorders, substance abuse problems, eating disorders, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, bipolar disorder, manic depression, obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, and other psychological conditions. Main idea number 7. Motivational interviewing, MI, is a counseling approach that focuses on helping individuals identify and change their behavior. It involves exploring and resolving ambivalence about change, which can be an important factor in the success of any treatment plan. MI encourages clients to think through their own motivations for making changes, rather than relying solely on external sources of motivation such as rewards or punishments. This helps them become more self-aware and better able to make decisions that are right for them. The goal of MI is to help people move from pre-contemplation, not even considering changing their behavior, to contemplation, where they start thinking about it, then preparation, where they take steps towards making a change, action, when they actually begin taking action, maintenance, when they sustain the new behavior over time, and finally termination or relapse prevention if needed. In order to use MI effectively with clients who have addictive behaviors, counselors must understand how addiction works and be familiar with evidence-based treatments for addiction. They should also be aware of potential triggers that could lead someone back into old patterns of behavior. Counselors should also strive to create an environment in which clients feel safe enough to explore difficult topics without fear of judgment or criticism. Main idea number 8. Contingency management, CM, is a form of behavior therapy that uses rewards and punishments to encourage desired behaviors. It works by providing positive reinforcement for desirable behaviors, such as abstinence from drugs or alcohol, and negative consequences for undesirable behaviors, such as relapse. CM has been found to be effective in helping people with substance use disorders reduce their drug use and improve their overall functioning. The goal of CM is to create an environment where the individual can learn new skills and develop healthier habits while avoiding the risks associated with substance abuse. This type of therapy focuses on reinforcing positive behavior through rewards like vouchers or other incentives, while punishing negative behavior through sanctions like fines or loss of privileges. The therapist will work closely with the client to identify triggers for relapse and develop strategies for managing them. In addition to providing rewards and punishments, CM also involves teaching clients how to recognize cues that may lead them back into addictive patterns so they can avoid those situations in the future. Through this process, individuals learn how to manage cravings more effectively without resorting back into old habits. Overall, contingency management is an evidence-based approach that has been proven successful in helping individuals struggling with addiction make lasting changes in their lives. By using both positive reinforcement techniques as well as punishment when necessary, it helps motivate people towards recovery while reducing risk factors associated with relapse. Main idea number 9. Utilizing relapse prevention, RP, is an effective way to help individuals identify and manage triggers for relapse. RP focuses on helping people recognize their own personal risk factors, such as stress, cravings, or negative emotions that can lead to a relapse. It also helps them develop strategies for managing these triggers in order to prevent a relapse from occurring. Through the use of cognitive behavioral techniques, mindfulness practices, and motivational interviewing techniques, individuals are able to gain insight into their own behavior patterns and learn how to better cope with difficult situations. The goal of RP is not only to reduce the likelihood of a relapse but also to increase self-awareness so that individuals can make healthier choices in the future. This includes learning how to recognize warning signs before they become too overwhelming and developing coping skills that will allow them to effectively deal with any potential triggers without resorting back into addictive behaviors. Additionally, it provides support through group therapy sessions where members can share experiences and provide each other with encouragement. Main idea number 10. Utilizing social support is an important part of addiction recovery. Having a supportive network of family, friends, and professionals can provide the necessary encouragement and guidance to help individuals stay on track with their recovery goals. Social support can also be beneficial in providing emotional comfort during difficult times, as well as helping to reduce feelings of isolation that often accompany addiction. Additionally, having access to resources such as group therapy or 12-step programs can provide additional structure and accountability for those in recovery. It is important for individuals in recovery to remember that they are not alone. There are many people who care about them and want them to succeed. It is essential for those struggling with addiction to reach out for help when needed so they have the best chance at achieving long-term sobriety. Main idea number 11. Medication can be an effective tool in helping individuals manage their cravings and withdrawal symptoms associated with addiction. Medications such as buprenorphine, naltrexone, and methadone are commonly used to reduce the intensity of cravings and help people stay away from drugs or alcohol. These medications work by blocking the effects of opioids on the brain, reducing craving intensity and making it easier for people to abstain from substance use. In addition to medication-assisted treatment, MAT, there are other medications that may be prescribed to treat co-occurring mental health issues such as depression or anxiety. Antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, mood stabilizers, antipsychotics, and stimulants can all play a role in helping individuals cope with underlying mental health issues that may contribute to addictive behaviors. It is important for individuals seeking recovery from addiction to understand that medication alone will not cure their addiction, rather it should be used in conjunction with counseling services such as cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, or motivational interviewing techniques, MIT. Counseling helps individuals identify triggers for substance use while also providing them with skills needed to cope more effectively when faced with difficult situations. Main idea number 12. Exercise is a powerful tool for managing stress, cravings, and other triggers associated with addiction. Regular physical activity can help to reduce the intensity of these triggers by releasing endorphins that act as natural mood boosters. Exercise also helps to distract from negative thoughts and feelings that may lead to relapse. Additionally, exercise can provide an outlet for pent-up emotions such as anger or frustration, which could otherwise be expressed in unhealthy ways. In order to maximize the benefits of exercise, it is important to find activities that are enjoyable and sustainable over time. This could include anything from walking or running outdoors, joining a gym class or team sport, practicing yoga or tai chi at home, or simply taking some time each day for stretching exercises. It is also beneficial to set realistic goals when starting out so that progress can be tracked and celebrated along the way. Main idea number 13. Eating a healthy diet is an important part of managing cravings and withdrawal symptoms associated with addiction. Eating nutritious foods can help to reduce the intensity of cravings, as well as provide essential nutrients that may be lacking due to substance abuse. Additionally, eating regular meals throughout the day can help to regulate blood sugar levels, which can also reduce cravings and withdrawal symptoms. It is important for individuals in recovery from addiction to focus on consuming nutrient-dense foods such as fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, whole grains, and healthy fats. These types of foods will provide energy and nourishment while helping to keep hunger at bay. It is also beneficial for individuals in recovery from addiction to avoid processed or sugary snacks that may trigger cravings or lead to unhealthy habits. In addition to eating a balanced diet full of nutritious food choices, it is also important for individuals in recovery from addiction to stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water throughout the day. Staying hydrated helps flush toxins out of the body more quickly and keeps energy levels up during times when motivation might be low. Main idea number 14. Relaxation techniques can be used to help individuals manage stress, cravings, and other triggers associated with addiction. These techniques can include deep breathing exercises, progressive muscle relaxation, guided imagery, Mindfulness meditation, yoga, or tai chi, deep breathing exercises involve focusing on the breath and taking slow breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Progressive muscle relaxation involves tensing and relaxing different muscles throughout the body while paying attention to how each feels when it is tense versus relaxed. Guided imagery involves visualizing a peaceful scene such as a beach or forest that helps one relax their mind and body. Mindfulness meditation focuses on being present in the moment without judgment of thoughts or feelings that come up during practice. Yoga or tai chi are physical activities that combine movement with mindful awareness of breath, which can help reduce stress levels. These relaxation techniques have been found to be effective for reducing anxiety levels related to addiction triggers, as well as helping individuals become more aware of their own emotions so they can better cope with them in healthy ways rather than turning to addictive behaviors for relief from distressful situations. Main idea number 15. Utilizing spirituality can be a powerful tool for individuals struggling with addiction. It can help them to find meaning and purpose in life, which is often lacking when they are caught up in the cycle of addiction. Spirituality can provide an anchor that helps people stay grounded and focused on their recovery goals. It also provides a sense of connection to something greater than themselves, which can give them strength during difficult times. Spirituality does not have to involve any particular religion or belief system. It simply means connecting with something beyond oneself that gives one hope and direction. This could include nature, music, art, meditation, prayer, or other activities that bring peace and comfort. By engaging in spiritual practices such as these regularly, individuals may find more clarity about their lives and what matters most to them. In addition to providing emotional support during recovery from addiction, spirituality can also offer practical guidance on how best to manage cravings or triggers associated with substance use disorder, SUD. For example, if someone feels tempted by the urge to drink alcohol again after abstaining for some time, they might turn towards prayer or meditation as a way of calming down before making any decisions. Ultimately, utilizing spirituality is an individual choice, but it has been shown through research studies that those who practice spiritual activities tend to have better outcomes when recovering from SUDs compared with those who do not engage in such activities. Therefore, incorporating spirituality into one's recovery plan may be beneficial for many people seeking lasting sobriety. Main idea number 16. Utilizing self-care is an important part of addiction recovery. Self-care involves taking care of one's physical, mental, and emotional health. This can include activities such as getting enough sleep, eating a balanced diet, exercising regularly, engaging in relaxation techniques like yoga or meditation, and seeking professional help when needed. It also includes setting boundaries with people who may be triggers for addictive behaviors and avoiding situations that could lead to relapse. Self-care is essential for successful addiction recovery because it helps individuals build resilience against stressors that could lead to relapse. Additionally, it allows them to focus on their own needs rather than the demands of others or the cravings associated with substance use disorder. Finally, self-care provides individuals with a sense of control over their lives, which can be empowering during times of difficulty. Main idea number 17. Support groups can be an invaluable resource for individuals in recovery. They provide a safe and supportive environment where people can share their experiences, learn from one another, and gain strength from the collective wisdom of the group. Support groups also offer members access to resources such as educational materials, referrals to treatment programs or other services, and emotional support during difficult times. Additionally, they often provide opportunities for socializing with peers who are in similar situations. In order to maximize the benefits of support groups, it is important that participants feel comfortable sharing their stories without fear of judgment or criticism. It is also important that members respect each other's confidentiality and privacy so that everyone feels safe discussing sensitive topics. Finally, it is essential that all members have a shared understanding of what constitutes appropriate behavior within the group. Main idea number 18. Utilizing 12-step programs can be an effective way to help individuals struggling with addiction. These programs provide a sense of community and accountability, which are essential components in the recovery process. Through attending meetings, members learn how to cope with their cravings and triggers while also developing healthy coping skills for managing stress and emotions. Additionally, they gain support from other members who have gone through similar experiences. This helps them feel less alone in their journey toward sobriety. The 12-step program is based on principles such as honesty, open-mindedness, willingness to change, faith in a higher power, if desired, self-examination and acceptance of responsibility for one's actions. By following these steps, individuals can develop healthier habits that will lead them away from addictive behaviors and towards more positive ones. Furthermore, by participating in group activities or discussions within the program itself, members can build relationships with others who understand what they are going through. Main idea number 19. Alternative therapies such as art therapy, music therapy, and yoga can be used to help individuals manage stress, cravings, and other triggers. Art therapy is a form of psychotherapy that uses creative processes such as drawing, painting, sculpting, or collage making to explore feelings and emotions. Music therapy involves the use of musical instruments or singing to express emotion and create an atmosphere conducive to healing. Yoga combines physical postures with breathing exercises in order to promote relaxation and reduce stress. These alternative therapies can provide individuals with tools for managing their addiction recovery journey. Art therapy allows people to express themselves creatively while also providing insight into their thoughts and feelings about their addiction. Music therapy helps people relax by creating a calming environment where they can focus on positive messages rather than negative ones associated with substance abuse. Finally, yoga provides an opportunity for self-reflection through its combination of physical poses and meditation techniques. By utilizing these alternative therapies in addition to traditional treatments like cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, or motivational interviewing, MI, individuals struggling with addiction can gain greater control over their recovery process. These therapies offer unique ways for people to cope with difficult emotions related to substance abuse while also helping them develop healthier coping strategies. Main idea number 20. Utilizing technology can be a powerful tool in managing addiction and recovery. Technology can provide individuals with access to helpful resources, such as online support groups, educational materials, and even virtual therapy sessions. It can also help people track their progress over time by providing them with data-driven insights into their behaviors and cravings. Additionally, apps designed specifically for addiction recovery can offer reminders of healthy habits or coping strategies that may help reduce the intensity of cravings or withdrawal symptoms. Technology is not only useful for accessing resources but also for connecting with others who are on the same journey toward sobriety. Online forums allow individuals to share stories and experiences while receiving encouragement from peers who understand what they're going through. This type of connection is invaluable during times when it feels like no one else understands. Overall, utilizing technology in addiction recovery has many benefits that should not be overlooked. From tracking progress to connecting with supportive networks, technology provides an array of tools that can make the process easier and more successful. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.